We're here with Mo Martin, the winner of the Rico Women's British Open. How does that sound, being listed with the major champions?
It's pretty new to me, that's for sure. And it's not quite sinking in yet, but hopefully it will at some point. But it's got a good ring to it.
Said you had a little travel concerns getting here to Toledo this week?
I didn't get in until about midnight. And so I didn't turn my phone on fully until yesterday afternoon / evening. And it just kind of exploded with congrats and a lot of people just reaching out and sending their love. And it's been really nice.
The extra media attention this week, all the things building up. Had you thought about maybe not playing this week and taking the week off after the pressure cooker last week?
I haven't thought much about that. I mean, this was just in the schedule to play, so I'm sticking to it. And it'll be a learning curve no matter what. So this will be good for me, I'm sure.
Can you give our listeners a sense of what you were thinking on that second shot standing in the 72nd fairway on Sunday at the Women's British Open?
I was just completely consumed with the lie and the shot I needed to hit and the wind and where the pin was and just the shot I needed to hit. So that's all I was thinking about.
Did a little dance, a pretty good feeling there when that bounced off the pin?
Yeah, the dance, I didn't actually think that the TV was going to catch that, and they did, so I'm a little bit embarrassed about that. But I love to dance, so that's something I kind of do normally. But yeah, seeing it and hearing it hit the flag is unbelievable.
No doubts or concerns on the eagle putt. You were just totally consumed in the moment and just at the task at hand?
Yeah, exactly. Just needed to read the putt and put a good stroke on it, and I was able to do that, and it went in, so fantastic.
Did any one thing seem to click for you last week? You've not had the best year so far this year on tour, and all of a sudden your breakout win. This moves you way up in the Race to CME Globe, moves you up on the Rolex rankings, pushes you over $1 million in career earnings now. Did anything, any single thing click, or you just were comfortable all week?
No, I mean, I've had a couple good finishes, and I played well in Arkansas. That was a really solid tournament. I had a great week last week with my family. I flew my family down to Naples, where I'm living now, and so just had a relaxing time with them, and then a couple good days of practice, and so it just kept the good mojo going, and it was a good course for me, so everything just fell into place.
You had some pretty big names, some former major champions chasing you there, and you had about an hour to wait to see what was going to happen. What was your thought process? What happened during that time?
Well, I didn't want to watch any of the coverage, didn't want the play-by-play, so I went into the locker room for about 15 minutes, ate a bar, ate a banana, and then I went through my warm-up routine again. So just getting ready to go play some more golf. And I thought, I was actually looking forward to a playoff. I thought that was going to be my best chance at winning. I wasn't expecting to win it outright.
Well, we certainly want to congratulate you at the Back Nine Report on a great victory. It was fun to watch. And I want to wish you a lot of luck here at the Marathon Classic in Toledo and going forward for the rest of the year.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.